Blackstone Audio presents The Laughing Policeman by Mai Cheval and Per Waller, translated from the Swedish by Alan Blair. Introduction. The Laughing Policeman is the only Swedish novel ever to have been made into a Hollywood movie. The film appeared in 1973, 5 years after the book's Swedish publication, and starred Walter Matthau, transposing the story to San Francisco. It's not hard to see what attracted Hollywood's attention. In an austerely realistic setting, Cheval and Valla begin their story with a tour de force. A bus crashes in a quiet Stockholm street. On board are the driver and 8 passengers. All of them are dead, except for 1 critically injured passenger. They have all been shot. One of the dead is Åke Stenström, a young police detective. He was off duty but carrying a pistol. What was he doing on the bus? Was his presence there a coincidence? He was sitting next to a young nurse. Did he know her? Was he having an affair with her? Absurdly, the filmmakers dispel much of the mystery in advance by beginning not with the bus crash, but with the events leading up to it, answering questions in the opening sequence that, in the book, are only answered late in the story. The first clues are equally tantalizing. When Cheval and Valla's regular detective, Martin Beck, searches Stenström's desk, he finds an envelope containing nude photographs of the dead man's girlfriend. Why did Stenström take them? To look at, Martin Beck comments. But why did he keep them on his desk and not at home? The injured passenger regains consciousness for a few seconds and gives the following interview, recorded by one of the detectives. Who did the shooting?
Denerk.
What did he look like?
Coulson.
Then he dies. The police listen to the tape over and over again. Are they meaningless syllables? These are all in their very different way.